Greetings, Zogling Wigger and Manzer Ass Clowns across the fruited and netted Zog plain in the open air, coast to coast nut house that we call Zog Babylon the Third and the Final. And also to the pitiful few remnant of the found sheep of the House of Israel. Welcome to this episode number 60 of the Movement Turd, and I'm going to entitle it Terms of Service for Living in a White Western Society. Now, as a result of terms of service violations, I have been kicked off by a Brian Real, a.k.a. Little Sword Mamzer, who has been going ahead and running around like the little Jew Mamzer golem that it is, whining that it has been so mistreated. Well, essentially, it does double everything it accuses white men, like myself, of doing to it. And as a result, I have been, terms of service, and pretty well kicked out by this evil little Mamzer Jew golem. But folks, where does the real problem lie? And the real problem lies is in Wiggers. Folks, we have a Wigger problem. Essentially, if no Wiggers were allowed to live, and the few that were allowed to live essentially had their eyes poked out, their ears chopped out, cut off, and their tongues pulled out, and had a 666 across their forehead, to where anybody could go ahead and do whatever the hell they wanted to Wiggers who misused their power, essentially, we'd have a white society again. And we wouldn't have any Jews, we wouldn't have any niggers, we wouldn't have any beaners, we wouldn't have any of these other characters that so infest us. So this episode of Movement Turd should be up at about sometime in the afternoon or evening of Sunday, March 6th. But because we end up having a Wigger problem, let's just go ahead and go right now to the theme song of this show. Here's myself singing a parody of Dave Ball's Wigger Problem. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the ways they'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Build the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and ride away. If the Wiggers come to mind, the way they run to and fro, if the Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem, which is always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Build the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being God long stone, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a Wiggers problem, which is always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, it's the Wiggers you'll never find.
if I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the cup up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating slop. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating slop.
Greetings, Zogling Wigger and Mauser House Clowns across the Fridden Zog Plain, and to the pitiful remnant of the five sheep of the House of Israel, to whom this podcast is very dedicated. This is March 4th, sometime in the late afternoon, and I have Russell Walker from North Carolina on the phone, or on the speaker phone, and it's going to be another podcast for the Movement Turd number 57.7, I believe. And I'll go ahead and give it a name later on. Now, what I wanted to go ahead and discuss is that Realtard, or Brian Rio's little attempt against Nimbusters, didn't succeed. Nimbusters is back for the, what, third or fourth time or whatever. But on the other hand, another gentleman, Harold Covington's webpage has been suspended. And it smells like a Brian Rio or an ARA operation, to where they have learned that one whiny little Jew golem, bitching and pissing and moaning about racism and hatred and all this other stuff, gets to pretty much do whatever the heck he wants to if he whines and bitches and pisses and moans long enough. And it seems to me that I am contrary to what some people, you know, I'll have a letter later on to where this person thinks that I should consider suing Brian Real. But for now, how are you doing, Russ?
Hey, pretty good. How are you, Martin?
Oh, okay, I'm doing well enough. I got you on speakerphone, and I got the MP3 player right next to the speakerphone. Essentially, I think it's news to you, and you probably don't know who Carol Covington is, do you?
I don't know anything about the man.
Okay, well, what he is he's a long-time white nationalist, longer than I have been. He's been in there for, what, 30-some years? And I've been in 17 years, so he's been a little bit less than twice as long as I've been in the movement. And what he's done is he's written a number of novels, Northwest novels. He's been a costume Nazi for years. He's pretty well paid his dues, and I'm sort of allied with him. I have been, again, since March of 2009. But essentially, I've gone ahead and I looked right at his webpage this morning. I got a notice from one of my spies within the movement, noting that fact, and he is down. His account has been suspended, and probably for terms of service, and increasingly, even in China, this final hosting. Do you know that they have real politically correct language that you can't really say anything of a racial nature? So I'm not quite sure if China is actually the safest place to be, or whether it's just boilerplate. But increasingly, all across the Fruited Nut and Zog Plain, they've been using that. Now, over on Beer Barrel, my sub forum was deleted, and I was banned. And pretty well, I got annoyed, asked them why they didn't go ahead and save the subform or just simply hide it. And essentially, they end up acting like a bunch of Zogling Wigger ass clowns. But Nimbusters is back up. Harold Covington's webpage is down. And you recently went ahead from whatever source, you went ahead and found out Brian Reel's contact information. All about them from Lexus, correct?
Let me ask you a question, first of all.
Sure.
You have to realize, we're all different people. We have different understandings of different things. I hear Nimbusters is going up and they're going down. How is this possible for the camera to go up and go down?
Brian Rio went ahead and made a complaint last month about how Nimbusters was making fun of him and defaming him and posting pictures of the blubber-left little nigger boy. And essentially, they went ahead and took Nimbusters down. So then they promised to be good, and I think they went right back up. And then last week on Little Real Sunday night on our Real Tars program, they spammed the Real Tard Talk Show chat line with over 600 guests and took it down. And so Real Tard went bitching back, and he had them busters taken down again. And then guess what? Them busters is right back up again.
They're talented, is all I can say.
Well, they're talented. And essentially what it boils down to is what we have is that we have in this country essentially the Jews doing what the Jews do. They whine, they piss, they moan, or they, we're persecuted, you should not do that, you're defaming me, you're doing this, you're doing that. And essentially what happens is they get to go ahead and do it to the white people, they get to do it against John Britton, they get to do it against me, they get to do it against Nimbusters, they get to do whatever the heck they want to, and then when they get a little bit of payback, they whine and kvetch and they piss and they moan like kikes do. Now, you went ahead and you found out something, you went ahead and found out,
there's something called LexisNexis.
Yes, it's mainly for the legal profession.
Exactly.
It's a subsidiary, or used to be, of Westlaw. And I don't have much use for Westlaw because I think they've gone ahead and used this.
They're actually competitive with Westlaw, but it makes no difference. The fact of the matter is that Westlaw and LexisNexis and quite possibly other companies,
Nexis is for the news organizations. It's a database for the news organization. Lexis is for the legal profession.
Yes, but they've merged. I mean, Martin, I'm not an expert in it. I just know they exist.
Okay, so LexisNexis are the same company, and in many cases they probably merged most of their database in any case. But this database...
People in there. They have a West the key system, and they have most jurisdictions. They have the cases in the computer, and you could do searches and all kinds of stuff, which you couldn't do the old-fashioned way.
Oh, yes, I agree. LexisNexis may, you know, they're owned by the same company. Now I think they might have very well merged, but you see information on LexisNexis that you cannot see in an ordinary Internet setting, correct?
Absolutely. And it's all you can't access it normally. You either have to know a lawyer, or some libraries have access to LexisNexis. And there's Westlaw, and there are other organizations. In any event, there are other ways to do this, but I did a search. Well, let's just put it this way. A search was done on Brian Rio. And I was able to...
Using Lexis.
So LexisNexis search was done on Brian Rio. And I was able to get a copy of that search, and I sent it out to about 30 people. My reasons are a couple of reasons. First of all, Brian Rio is an evil, vicious snake as far as I'm concerned. And he thinks he's going to rule people's lives. They're all going to sit back, that dumb and happy, and take it.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing his penchant for secrecy, you know, he's so super tough. He's a tough dude. Teutonic Crusader warrior, even martial arts, and all that submission holds and all that nonsense. But he hasn't figured out yet that the pen is mightier than the sword. He can disagree with me all he wants to on this matter. We just saw Mubarak taken over, what, a couple months ago with the pen being mightier than the sword, Twitter and Facebook and everything else. In any event, I sent this out to 30 people because I knew...
One of them being me.
Pardon?
One of them being me.
Oh, well, of course.
Of course.
I want to be discriminated against, would you?
Oh, of course not.
And it gave information about where he lived and we voted for, the kind of cars he had, his driver's license, just who his neighbors were, all kinds of stuff. You know, all I care about is I knew he would have an absolute fit when he knew this was going on. I sent him a copy, too. In other words, I wanted him to know that we knew.
Yeah, we know. We know that he voted Democrat, supposedly he was a registered Democrat in 2004, and he became a registered Republican in 2009. We actually know his license plate number. We actually know the first couple numbers of the Social Security number. We don't know the last four, of course.
All I care about is that he knows that we know it, and I'm sure he had an absolute fit. He sent me an email telling me never to email him again, that he was going to initiate a criminal complaint, blah, 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 blah.
Based on what? I mean, he's been stalking John Britton along with Brian Rio and Mike Delaney for a long time now.
Oh, to me, stalking's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, I think it's a bunch of bullshit, too, but he's the one who goes in and claims everybody stalks him.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, he's been stalking John Britton and myself for a long time.
I'm sure that Brian has tried to find out information about me also. However, he's going to have a couple of problems, and I don't tend to go into why, but I'm sure he turned the computer down. But, hey, I have some idea how this stuff works. You know, I may not know how computers work, but I know have some idea how databases work and everything else. Anyway,
the little monkey boy, he seems to think he's a private figure because he says so.
But that could be enough. My attitude is I took publicly available information and just sent it out to about 30 people, knowing that the information would never come back in the barrel. He could shoot me tomorrow, wouldn't
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah. The thing about it is that once it goes ahead, I mean, he's been whining and bitching and pissing and moaning to ImageSat. But the thing about it is that once it goes ahead and gets out on a hard drive and somebody has a copy, they can go ahead and create as many ImageSat photos that the server can't take down. And what happens is that some people have found out that there's a couple sites like in France or wherever. Well, when little Swordmaster sees the pictures, he goes and he whines and he pleads like a pussy, and he gets told, okay, we'll take it down if you can show me the copyright, how you own the copyright. And the thing about it is there's a bunch of Zuqua pictures, and from those Zuqua pictures, there have been a number of pictures which have been photoshopped, and whenever he claims that there's a copyright violation, they say, well, is your name Zuqua.com?
Martin, I don't care.
Well, he does. He does.
The dirty stunts. One of the consequences of him being such a son of a bitch with so many people is there have been more caricatures in his picture sent around the world, the internet, than you and I and 15 friends together. I've got pictures of him on my hard drive, and if I feel like sending them to somebody, I'm going to do it, and ain't nothing he can do about it. And I know you and several other people got the pictures, too. There's nothing they can do about it.
And there's nothing he can do about, essentially. I'm about me, say, copying them and putting on to ImageSat, or putting them somewhere else and having everybody go ahead and, okay, we'll take them down. They take them down. The thing about it is that I've come to the conclusion, what with Harold Covington being taken down, I don't know if Brian Real had Harold Covington's page taken down, but what you see a bunch of these Mamzers and Jews, and they find out, hey, some little whiny little Jew bitch, or golem, I think he's a golem, took down these awful, evil, racist web pages down, and essentially, now we can go ahead and we can censor what anybody wants based upon the fact that we want to go ahead and whine, and these hosting companies will not go ahead and, will not go ahead and stand tall for their customers. They'll simply take them down. And that's what happened to me over on the Beer Barrel. HostGator had, said that they wouldn't take it down without a court order. But essentially, they sent a terms of service complaint that my content was racist. Well, who went ahead and told them that? Answer, Brian Real made the complaint. Now, these retards from Beer Barrel went ahead and, without consulting me, went ahead and deleted my entire subform and banned me. And, essentially, they said, well, you can come back, but, what happens? You can't post what you used to post. And I'm a little bit annoyed about that. And so I sort of go ahead and ask them to, make a database from before they deleted it, and then we'll see what we can do about that here. But, in any case, I mean, you gotta understand, Brian Real isn't just the only evildoer. You have these internet hosting companies and the rest who do evil too, right?
Of course, there's no doubt about that.
So shouldn't they, don't you think
that what he does or doesn't do, he is not getting that information back in the barrel. Too many people have it, and if people are worried, even 5 years from now, 10 years from now, someone else would go to LexisNexis or someone else and get the information, I could care less. If he wants to be such a vicious, evil person, things he's going to have. Look, when I do something, it's out in the open. I don't believe in secrecy or hiding and stuff like that. When I set something out, it has my name on it, and I take responsibility for it.
Well, that's true. You're such a vicious, evil little bastard. You had a friend, and from what I gather, he threatened some 86-year-old woman in a wheelchair with putting a knife stick through her skull.
He threatened Athena McKellar one time.
Well, I don't need to say her name, but he threatened an 86-year-old woman in a wheelchair with doing what?
She's not in a wheelchair, but this is what he said. He said he was to ask Yahweh for special permission to put an ice pick through her head. Is he not demented? You are absolutely right, Martin. You say this guy has a hand grenade wouldn't go over. He's a psychopath.
He's a golem. I think he's a Jew golem. You know, now if you go ahead and look up golem, essentially what it is, it's a monster made out of mud or clay or shit by Jews. And what they do is that they, you know, according to that, the first golem was used to kill Gentiles when this Rudolph II, this Holy Roman Emperor, simply said, hey, we've had enough of these dirty Jews, and this rabbi supposedly made a golem out of clay or mud, and he went ahead and started killing Gentiles. And they begged the Jew to go ahead and quit. Now, I think it's altogether a bogus story. What happens if I had some Jew go ahead and make a golem, I'd have simply exterminated all, you know, all, just every single freaking Jew, and then skin alive the last of them to say, hey, look, take that, you know, take down your golem, or we'll just commence skinning again. And essentially, that is what Jews do. And I think Brian Rio, I think he's partially Jew, but I think he's an abomination. He's a dirty little mamzer who Jews use to go ahead and do evil Jew crap.
Well, I can tell you. Hey, now, I sent an email to TalkShoe on February 24th, and they have not answered it, which doesn't surprise me. Do you want me to read that email again, or should I? I've read it once before.
No, I guess we don't need it read again. What I have is I have a secret, you know, Covington, his forum and everything has been taken down, and essentially I'm pretty well asking some people of my own to go ahead and put it up on Rapid, you know, I think it's called MediaFiles.com, and what it is it's a free media storage thing to go ahead and put up his Northwest Front, you know, podcast. And essentially, by going ahead and doing it, what we're doing is that Zog and these corrupt hosting companies, these corrupt ISPs, and I sort of think that anybody who goes ahead and sides with Zog or sides with the Jews ought to be, you know, ought essentially die with the Jews. I mean, if you go ahead and you side with the Jews and you side with this current regime, you got to go ahead and expect that you and your family and everybody, your friends, they die with the regime too, just like happened in David's day when he went ahead and went against King Saul, but most certainly like happened in Ahab's day. I mean, essentially, you sided with the king, and the king got overthrown. The first order of business for the new regime was to exterminate everybody who sided with the old regime, and that meant most certainly their families. You don't leave that cancer around to go ahead and go against your new regime. You've heard that whenever there's a new male lion,
vicious practice.
The thing about it is you can't do anything except hard things against evil people.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Martin. There can be no compromise with evil because any compromise is still evil.
Yes.
Yeah, I just looked at Harold Covington on the internet. And let me read from Wikipedia what it says about him.
Well, I really don't want to cover about Harold Covington. I mean, he's an ally of mine. I really don't agree with about 15% of what he says. Essentially, I'm Christian identity. I believe that essentially there's going to be a great tribulation, and pretty well Zog's going to be destroyed. What Harold Covington believes is that he can fight if he gets 1,000. Alpha white people, and I don't think that there's 1,000 alpha white people in the Zogland. Well, I think there is, but it's sort of like Yahweh and Abraham having a debate to where it starts out, well, I'll save Sodom, Gomorrah, and the cities of the plain, if you can find 50 righteous men. And Abraham knew, nah, that ain't 50. Well, let's go ahead and go down to 40. Let's go down to 30. He goes down to 10, and finally, at the end of all the haggling, if there's 10 righteous men in Sodom, Yahweh will not go ahead and destroy the cities of the plain. Well, we all know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah and Zoar and the rest of these towns, don't we?
That's right.
There was not 10 righteous men to be found in Sodom. I don't think there were 5 righteous men to be found in Sodom. There was just Lot, and Lot wasn't altogether a righteous man either. You know what I mean?
You read a little bit of this. This guy Cummins is quite a character. I didn't know a thing about him until you mentioned him, but quite a dynamic individual. It says, Harold Armstead Covington, born September 14th, 1953, in Burlington, North Carolina, is an American neo-Nazi and novelist. Covington joined the neo-Nazi group on the U.S. Army in 1972, then moved to South Africa and later joined the white-led Rhodesian Army for 18 months.
Yeah.
Covington was a founding member of the Rhodesian White People's Party. He was deported from Rhodesia, parentheses later renamed Zimbabwe, in the parentheses, in 1976, on the personal orders of then Prime Minister Ian Smith. He ran in the May 1980 North Carolina Republican Party primary election as a candidate for nomination to the office of Attorney General of the State of North Carolina. He received 43,000 votes and carried 46 of North Carolina's 100 counties. Mm-hmm. I won't read any more about it, but just he was...
Oh, he's been in the movement. So he's been in the movement for what? Oh, barely 30 years. Let me see, 1976?
72. That'd be 38 years or so.
Yeah, he's been in the movement quite some time, and he's he's quite a member of the movement. Anyway, I have some disagreements with Covington. I believe that when Zog falls apart, you're not going to find any ability to join 3 or 4 states together in any sort of union. My plan is the 10,000 warlords plan, to where you have the Great Tribulation, essentially, most of the Whiggers die, all the Muds and all the Jews die in this Great Tribulation. Essentially, you're talking about 290 to 300 million, Whiggers and Muds dying in this country, and at the end, no more than 10 million, white people left that and, ruled by 10,000 warlords. And I don't really see any great ability to go ahead and have any organization, because essentially it's every Whigger for himself. What I see is essentially using dual seed line Christianity as a racial religion, just like these Germanic tribes which went ahead and destroyed Rome, invaded Rome, sacked Rome, essentially using that just as a sort of racial religion. Just like Catholicism was for a while after, when Rome fell apart, it was religion which held the West together. Now, folks, I believe that Jesus Christ is going to return, and that the flesh that Christ is interested in saving is the remnant, the found sheep of the house of Israel. Yahweh does not care for Whiggers, and he certainly doesn't care for Beaners and Niggers and Jews and Muds. I mean, he absolutely despises and hates Jews because they're the spawn of his adversary. But, like it says in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, that any plant that my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be uprooted. That means...
Ken Martin, please.
Hmm?
Where does it say that? Where's that quote?
Matthew 15, verse 13.
Okay, 15:13, okay.
You gotta remember, Matthew 15 is when he ends up going ahead and telling this Canaanite bitch that he's only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and he calls her a dog a couple times.
Yeah, but she was smooth enough to come up with an answer, and he finally healed her daughter, though.
He went ahead and healed her daughter. Now, Amahizer says it's because she went ahead and invoked the ancient curse that the Canaanites had a right to live in order to go ahead and be a thorn in the side of Israel until such time as the Great Tribulation ends.
Killed, what, a week later or something like that? I mean, that's...
You don't know exactly. When I sort of say it was maybe a month, 6 months later. It was during his ministry.
If he had broken the curse, he would have told people in spades. He just, that was a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Well, that's what Emmerheiser says, and essentially I don't really agree with much of anything Emmerheiser's done, because he's given us Wild Bill Finkelstein. Speaking of which, I hear that Little Spictor Sphincter seems, I'm able to log on using a proxy server, and from what I gather, Spictor Sphincter has disappeared for the past 3 weeks. And Little Swordman, so he just goes ahead and shows up, essentially, to sort of show that he still belongs to Finkelstein. On some of these momentaries, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and splice in Eli, or I'll go ahead and splice in Little Swordman, or I'll splice in Little Finkelstein to show what a bunch of evil ass clowns they are. But in any case, just like this, Russ, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this interview, and what I'm going to do is just splice it in to the moment turd. And, I hope to end up having, this last moment turd that I spliced together on my Space Mirror account. I think the show is about 2 hours long or so. It's a little bit longer than the first podcast. So what I'll do is I'll have a podcast, and they'll have music breaks every so often. And that's the new format of that, and I hope to have soon, a chat room on Pow Talk or some other place to where people can call in via computer, and I can go ahead and do an interview with them or something like that. But in any case, Covington's webpage has been suspended, and it doesn't take me very much thinking to realize that Brian Reel, he started out as an anti-racist activist. I think he's used as a little golem. Even if Brian Reel didn't take down this webpage, essentially the rest of the anti-racist activists are watching and seeing how easy it is to take down webpages.
Have you been in contact with Covington to see what's asking
him? Not yet. I mean, I just heard about this morning. Essentially, Harold Covington, he's pretty busy.
He lives in Tacoma, doesn't he? Is that where
he lives somewhere. I mean, if I did know where he lived, I still wouldn't say, because you have this character named, Will Williams, who's looking for him for a bogus, bogus
so
judgment.
I'm on the internet. I just fool around about the internet right now. I mean, I don't know.
I think he lives somewhere around Seattle or so. But in any case, I'm not sure exactly where. It's not like I'm sending him any money or anything. Occasionally I talk to him via email, and Commandor McBragg, or as I call him, McFag, is one of Covington's supporters. But the thing about it is that I told him that McFag is essentially probably a little mamzer who's not too mentally stable, and he needs to get rid of McFag. And maybe that's what happened. Maybe McFag went ahead and dropped the shekel on him. I don't know. But, you know how McFag is. He gets on a show, and he immediately goes ahead and demands that everybody be censored off it, just like over on the Patriot Dame. Well, last night, from what I gather, McFag didn't show up at all. So maybe McFag was the one who dropped the shekel on Covington, and
Well, we really don't know,
and essentially, if I go ahead and get in touch with Covington, says, hey, go ahead and get the word out. I'll go ahead and get the word out on this movement turd. But, essentially, we are agreed to think, and, Swordmanzer are evil creatures. What about Eli James? I mean, I think he's a Sephardic Jew from Chicago. He changed his name more often than socks here. Have you heard that his original name before it was November was Joseph Kutz?
Joseph what?
Joseph Kutz. K-U-T-Z.
I have no idea.
Well, somebody said his original name was Joseph Kutz, and they changed it to Joseph November, and now it's Eli or James, and I mean, Eli goes ahead and changes his things here, but are you still got good feelings for Eli, or do you not trust him, or what?
I mean, he's done a lot of good things. He's put out a lot of good stuff, but I mean, he and I have some disagreements theologically and stuff like that. He is a lot smoother than Fink is, that's for sure.
That's true. Yeah. Do you think he's a Jew?
He doesn't begin to have the
Well, I mean, I think if a Tubal Kenite Pictish Jew, every time I hear it, a Jew will often say that he's from the line Palatine, that like Finkel do here. But in any case, so do you think Eli James? Do you think he's a Jew?
I really don't know. To be honest with you, I don't care.
Russ, you're supposed to care. I mean, if they're Jews, ain't they the spawn of Satan?
Oh, I agree with you.
Well, if Eli James is a Jew, then he'd be the spawn of Satan, wouldn't he?
Well, he is. I mean, I'll be straight with you. I mean, he doesn't take down websites like Rhea does. He doesn't have that New York City sewer speech.
Well, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and let's go ahead and have let's have a little short pause here for about 30 seconds so I can dub this in.
Okay.
But what I'm going to dub in is a sound from when he goes ahead and talks to Bill Fink about how he took my web pages down. Now, Eli James admits and talks to Bill Fink about how he took my web page down. Let's just have about a 30 second break here in speaking so I can go ahead and cut it in when I find it.
Well, he's mad at us because we got him kicked off of all his websites, precisely because he's threatening to murder people, right? Just like Hal Turner was doing. And then he calls himself a patriot. So that's quite amazing. So anyway, that is prosecutable. When he threatens to kill somebody, that's prosecutable. So watch it, Lynn Sench. Watch it. We've got the goods on you. Okay.
Think that we went ahead. He's mad at me because we took down all his websites. But Eli James admits taking down some of my websites. What I think the lawsuit needs to do is I think it does need to go ahead and cover suing all these host companies which go ahead and discriminate against white people, against white nationalists on the basis of they are saying something that is racist. And I do believe that essentially if you are the owner or corporate officer of an internet service provider, and while Zog was up, you went ahead and had a policy to where you went ahead and took down a web page which had racist, which had racialist content. I mean, I think that a new...
These people are hypocrites beyond belief.
Well, they're hypocrites beyond belief. And the thing about it is that what I was going to say is that if you are a corporate officer for an internet service provider, and you go ahead and you censor free speech from when the government or the niggers or the Jews were in power, I believe that at a minimum, you and your family should be, you and your immediate family should be put to death for treason. And generally, when people go ahead and say that's cruel, I'll go ahead and remind them that the very first thing that a lion does when he conquers a pride of lionesses is he proceeds to go ahead and kill every single one of the cubs of his immediate predecessor. And people say, well, no, we're not lions. But the answer of it is that most of the time, most of you people are not even human beings.
Well,
you're not.
They were told to kill the whole family of I and everything else.
They were told to go exterminate the entire city, and not even leave the sheep and the cattle living at all. I mean, Well, you remember the story in 1 Samuel to where Samuel told King Saul, okay, Yahweh has made you provisionally the first king of Israel. What I want you to do is Yahweh says, kill every single creature that lives among the Amalekites. Now, from what I remember reading the Bible, they told these people, the Kenites, who were related to the Kenites, because, well, they were Kenites, which meant Smiths, but it also meant sons of Cain. Now, the Amalekites were especially evil because they had an extra helping of satanic blood in through that. You had some other demons go ahead, and they were the most wicked of the Canaanites. And what Saul did is he went ahead and he conquered and defeated these Amalekites, but contrary to what he was told, Samuel came up and he found out, well, what is with all this? What is with all this bleeding of sheep and, you know, lowing of cattle? What's going on here? And Saul said, well, we decided that we would have an offering to the Lord. And Samuel said, obedience is better than sacrifice. You were told to kill all these cattle and sheep. That, you know, you didn't do it here. You're not obedient. And he said, well, who's this? You know, and Saul said, well, this is Agag. He's king of the Amalekites. And from what I gather, Saul just went ahead and reached out. He didn't have a sword of his own. He just went ahead and took, you know, grabbed old Saul's sword, and he hacked Agag right out, you know, right to pieces in front of Saul. And said, Saul, the same thing's going to end up happening to your family because you didn't obey. You didn't obey. And that's what
Joshua. When in Deuteronomy 7, verse 1 and 2, when the house of Israel went into the land of Canaan, they were told to utterly destroy everybody.
Yeah, destroy.
That's
destroy.
House. Don't no fool around.
Yeah, no fooling around.
Joshua did not do it.
And Joshua didn't do as good a job as what he should have done. No. He left a bunch of them there. And it said,
agreement. He made an agreement with the Jews, with the kites, and he said, you know, They're only carriers of water and hewers of wood.
Well, that's the Amorites. They were Canaanites. What happens is that on an earlier movement turd, I was reading about what happened to Saul's house, and the Gibeonites were Amorites. And what they were is they didn't have, some of them had big Jew noses, but the Amorites were known as being the blondest and lightest colored of the Canaanites. And as a result, they managed to go ahead and fool these stupid Israelites into thinking they came from a long, far, you know, tribe away and signing a peace treaty. And when the deception was discovered, they were condemned to be in hewers of water and hewers of wood and drawers of water. But, they did fool the Israelites. The Israelites were stupid enough not to go ahead and listen to Yahweh or ask Yahweh's advice. Yahweh will say, hey, no, these are Canaanites, you idiot.
Joshua, in 2 million years, would never have thought that the time would come when those people would rule the earth. That was utterly...
Yeah, they ruled the earth by ruling quakers.
Well, that may be true.
But the thing about it is, let's say these internet hosting providers are pure-blooded, wonderful little Whiggers who think that they are obeying, you know, Yahweh's chosen people here, the Jews, instead of dog spawn, the Jews. And essentially, if you choose to go ahead and do evil, and there's a new regime,
that's right.
It is stupid to go ahead and let fools who believe in dishonesty alive.
One of the reasons there's sin on this earth is so that people who commit sin can eventually be judged. If there were no sin allowable, then they couldn't be judged. So people, we all make decisions every day, good, bad, and in between. We've all sinned, etc. But these people who make these moves will eventually be called into judgment for it.
Oh, agreed.
Maybe 1,000 years from now, but it will
eventually. I don't think it's going to be 1,000 years ago. I don't think Zog has no 1,000 years.
No. I mean, maybe 1,000 years from now. I don't know when.
I don't think Zog has no 1,000 years. Do you?
It's not a question. How much time he has? It depends when Yahweh decides to pull the judgment off.
Well, I sort of think that pretty well people are going ahead. Anyway, from what I gather, we end up having Finkelgenia or Finkel gonorrhea with Finkelstein. So, Russ, I'm going to go ahead and call it a day, but you do tend to agree that people who go ahead and side with Zog, who go ahead and censor,
right,
who go ahead and have something to do with censor here, essentially, they're traitors as well, and they deserve whatever happens to them by any new regime which comes along, correct?
My favorite verse in the entire Bible is the very last verse in the book of Ecclesiastes. It says, for this I know, every work will be brought into judgment, whether good or whether evil, together with every secret thing.
That's true. Everything which was hidden shall be revealed.
Pardon?
It says elsewhere in the Bible, everything that is hidden shall be revealed. There is nothing that is secret.
Where is that found? I don't know where that is.
I think it's a number of places. I remember seeing it. I don't think it was in Ecclesiastes. It said that, so that everyone who seeks to save his life shall lose it. Everyone who seeks to lose his life shall find it. And it also said that there really is nothing that is secret that shall remain so. And certainly what happens is Brian Reels, little goings on, his little doings on, shall be revealed, I hope, during discovery, during discovery on a little federal lawsuit against that evil little bastard. But from what I gather,
we all know how corrupt the courts are, so I wouldn't hold my breath on stuff, but in any event, see, if things are hidden, they can't be judged. So everything has got to come out to be judged.
I don't know, whenever I see a Jew or a Mamzer, I don't really seek to judge him. I mean, essentially, I know the critter's up to no good. Same with Zogling. I mean, that's the one thing that old Felix Dzerzhinsky did. He just simply tortured the shit out of him. And after, if you want to go ahead and be a hard ass and, play the game for 3-4 days, I have 3-4 days to skin you alive. Essentially, most pigs went ahead and gave it up within about 15-20 minutes. And that's the way most swiggers are. They're just simply evil, they're just simply stupid, they don't really care about good or evil, and you can't appeal to the better nature. All you can do is appeal to their fear.
Now, another thing, Martin, they say necessity is the mother of invention. Here, you have a desire to say certain things. Not everyone agrees with you. And, the hypocrisy of this racism thing, what they really are, if you say all...
It's anti-white racism.
If you say all races are equal, that's not racism. That's race equality. If you say there's a difference in races, the inequality...
All it boils down to is Jews get a free pass, niggers get a free pass, beaners get a free pass, white people do not get a free pass. They're to be slaves of the New World Order. They're to be slaves of the Jews.
Yeah.
And essentially, what it boils down to is that I've seen so many hypocrites that if I had my way, essentially all I can do right now is mark them and brand them for future reference. And folks, it says in the Bible that what Yahweh is going to do is toward the end, he allows the tares to run wild, but sooner or later, what he's going to do is he's going to go ahead and pick them up. He's going to go ahead and reap them. He's going to go ahead and destroy them. And that's exactly what the hell he's going to do. Anyway, I'm going to click on the Finkel Gonorrhea show, and essentially, like usual, all the little guests are blocked from chatting here.
Okay.
Yep. But in any case, essentially, what happens is that to the victors belong the spoils, and what we need to do is make sure that we're the victors. And I don't see like Covington organized. I don't see an organized civil war coming. What I see is what William Lynn called fourth generation warfare, to where essentially it's just like Thomas Hobbes in Leviathan, way back in 1651 when he wrote it. He was on the side of the Charles and the Stuarts, and you had on the other side, you had what was his name? John Milton. John Milton was on the side of the Puritans and the Roundheads.
Secretary of State Milton was probably the greatest genius that ever came out of
Wales. Well, we're talking about John Milton, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress and Paradise Lost.
Europeic and all the rest of that stuff.
Yes, and then on the other hand, you had some other people. Thomas Hobbes, he said that life is in the state of nature is short, nasty, is nasty, brutish, and short. And he went ahead and said that when you have something like going on today in state of chaos, you have a war of each against all. And essentially, that is what, that is what's coming down the pike, Russ. I think it's just inevitable that something like this should happen. And it is happening right now.
Anyway, okay, see, the only reason I don't like to listen to Fink, not only reason, I said his speech is so harsh, it actually hurts my ears.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and would it be okay if you go ahead and we maybe do a second interview or for a different show? But essentially, you agree with me that Uyghurs, since they're uncivilized, since they don't know how to behave, that they deserve essentially everything they get, correct?
That's like everybody else. I don't know what's going to happen to them, but they'll be separated. They'll be judged. Anyway, okay.
I think they'll be judged by the Great Tribulation. So anyway, for now, thanks for calling in, and I'll say hail victory, and may Yahweh bless, and good night to you, Russell.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Hail victory. Like a poster boy is gonna make you wind up dead. That's what this little beaner faggot Brian Rio's daddy said. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her gayest one, it seems. She sold her snatch for taco meat so you could live your dream. Brian was a beaner boy who liked to take it in the rear, and even Volksfront's Billy Roper realized that it was clear. Dickie Barrett took it in spite of its mestizo skin. After he kicked that beaner out, some nigger did Dickie in. Even folks on skinhead say sword man's are fucking gay. They ought to keep him far away from any normal white folks. Eli was playing games, trying to bring that beaner in. He called in late one Halloween. A cyber shit storm soon began. Eli met his match, you know, in a hovel down in Grand Bemo. And on the turd his screech was heard. Now everybody knows. Even the front skinheads say sword man's are fucking gay. They ought to keep real far away from any normal folks. Now Brian ought to give it up, go back to suck a nigger dick. He ought to know the jig is up, we're fed up with that beaner prick. Soon that dirty beaner snitch may end up in Leroy's prison, bitch, and die in a lonely cell of AIDS before it burns in hell. Even the front skinheads say Brian Rio's fucking gay. They ought to keep it far away from any normal white folks. Even the front skinheads say
Cord Mather's fucking gay, but Dickie Bettler flip away. Out of blindness, I suppose.
Well, folks, greetings, greetings for the found sheep of the House of Israel, although some of them don't know they're of Israel yet. This is a portion of the movement TURD, and I got about two or three people I know and, that I know of already in the chat room. I've left out invitations to the Nimbusters. This is a portion of the movement TURD, which we do go live, we do have chat, and I've invited the Nimbusters to come around, but for now I'm just recording a number of things which end up happening. And I noticed that little Sword Mamser is whining like a pussy that essentially he thinks I may or may not have a secret for him over on the beer barrel. Well, for Sword Mamser, what has happened is that a database of what was taken down was saved, and it's on a secret forum as well. So guess what, Monkey Boy, you did not destroy anything more than about maybe, you destroyed more than just a fraction, the last couple of days of my posts, because it is on a secret forum where you're not going to be able to find it. And folks, eventually when I get an injunction against you and HostGator, it's going to go ahead and have to come back up. And you going on over Obagender Benders and whining and pissing and moaning about, how you are so butthurt that someone is allowing me to have my freedom of speech, that's not going to go over very well. See, what we end up having is that we have these people who have been stalking after John Britton. Well, and myself here, but I'm not so much worried about stalking, because it's just me, Roxy, and Poopy Dog, and I think Roxy could go ahead and pinch off little Brian Reels, little 3-inch Wonger, without too much trouble, and probably maybe even Poopy Dog could go ahead and take on the little Mamser from Mentor, much less myself. But in any case, if I go ahead and see the Mamser from Mentor skulking around my neighborhood, or Liar Bill, or something like that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's open season. On the other hand, I'm not going to go up to Florissant, and I certainly ain't going to go to Mentor, Ohio, to go Mamser hunting, or Wigger hunting, or Zogbot hunting, or anything like that. Essentially, most of my days are spent, what with the high price of gasoline even more so, pretty well 95% of my time is spent here on my half acre or so hovels. And I'm going to be sort of busy filing lawsuits, and also they have a sale on chicken leg quarters at 39 cents a pound. So between going ahead and writing up a lawsuit and canning all those cheap 39 cent a quarter leg quarters, and I'm pretty well buying two bags a day. I mean, I'm pretty busy canning chicken. I really don't have time to go Mamser and Wigger hunting. In fact, I don't really have the inclination to do so. So, in any case, Monkey Boy, we found out a bunch of stuff about you, and when old Russ went ahead and Russ got the notion to go over to Duke University, and folks, I am surprised that all the legal stalking tools that LexisNexis has. It looks like old Russ Walker found your social security number, found the license plate to your car, found out that you voted Democrat in 2004, and that you were a registered Republican in 2009. So, in any case, you have all this sort of stuff going on, and by the way, these lawyers, and I don't think that should be the case, but they do have tools as, on the internet, on their little super internet of LexisNexis that's not available to the average Wigger to go ahead and look at. But folks, for $1.93 or $19.95, if there's anything able to go ahead and be seen, It's there. It's there. So, in any case, I mean, look, you look, Mamzer Mentor, we tried to go ahead and tell Russ not to go ahead and send every dang thing they went ahead and found out about you over at Duke Law, but he couldn't refrain himself here, and he had to go ahead and send 3 pages of the initial printout, and you had a little fit. And, by the way, since you're stalking old Buck McHugh or something like that, as I look at it, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I haven't had time to go ahead and find Image Shack holder here. But folks, if this thing goes ahead and, you know, all of what Russ found out about you goes ahead and gets posted on Nimbusters and you take it down, why, guess what? Everybody's going to have it on their hard drive. Everybody's going to go ahead and know about you. See, the Soviet Union, which had a far better information advantage, they were not able at all to keep Alexander Solzhenitsyn and a number of famous dissidents from actually producing what was called Samizdat. I think that may or may not be the right pronunciation. Samizdat. Now, essentially, you would have these great men of letters and suffering, like Solzhenitsyn, write a few pages, smuggled in pieces of paper in the Gulag or in the Gulag, and they would be smuggled out and they would make the rounds of Russia. Way back when I printed a paper newsletter, I would go ahead and just print out about 100 copies and then send them to my list of about a couple dozen or so, and put them out in a number of places. And folks, one time I got a response when the internet came out about a year or two later. I got a response from New Zealand. It seems like people had gone ahead and copied my Southwestern Missouri Libertarian and put it into a text file, and it got to New Zealand somehow. And I was wondering, how the hell did it get to New Zealand? And the person who went ahead and answered didn't say how they got a hold of it. They just found it from somebody or somebody or somebody. Plus, I've also noticed on TalkShoe that when Little Monkey Boy, or, you know, Mamzer Mentor, Brian Rio, whatever you want to call him, has gone ahead and taken down the Movement Turd, the posts, the threads get huge. I mean, the downloads would go ahead and jump. And toward the end, I would have, they'd go ahead and bust down. And toward the end, I end up having about something like 300 live streams and 250 or so downloads. So I have about 500 people downloading this stuff. Now, from what I gather, you haven't yet been able to around to taking down the actual show in which I'm cutting and pasting. And Ashkenazi Asswipe was kind enough. He didn't say altogether the truth. He pretty well was altogether too nice, but you already have Obi Genderbender whining and whining and whining about, what in the world's going on. So folks, and the thing about it is that, yes, I mean, let's say Russ goes ahead and posts it to, or I go ahead and post it, we're using a frog connector or something like that, and essentially it boils down to us, quick, download it, quick. Well, the end result's going to be that it's going to be on so many hard drives, you're never going to be able to take it off here. I'm going to go ahead and cover the DMCA complaint later. In fact, what I think I'm going to do is that right now I'm just talking about essentially all this stuff that you've been stalking and spying and bringing out personal information on someone like old Buck, on someone like Buck. And folks, Buck is a nice, quiet, gentle man who never hurts you at all. He told me way back a while ago is that he had increased the value for when he worked at A.G. Edwards as one of the top producers. And what he did for these people who lost a little bit of money, he had told them, folks, this is at the top of the market, I think. It may go up a little bit higher, but folks, you ought to sell. And these people, some of them said, no, 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 it's going to go out even higher. The vast majority of his clients listened to Buck, and they sold. Just as it reached, about 90, 95% of what it was ever going to reach. And the fools who hung there at the top here ended up having a crash. And, you know, like Buck had told them, I mean, what goes up does often come down, especially in aircraft and stock prices. And for my guy, this dirty little Jew was jealous of him. And folks, some of these people who end up working with Jews, they just pretty well tell them is that a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. They're a Jew all over. Essentially, this little Jew ended up stalking him. And of his 300 clients, he found five to go ahead and bitch that old Buck had let them down. And it went on as a lawsuit. And Buck says, in the security business, about everybody gets sued sometime or another. He has a better track record than about, better than about 8% of stockbrokers. And what they decided to do, let's go ahead and settle. So did Buck lose his license? No. Did Buck lose anything? No. And essentially, he said that when he took over this particular fund, I think he said it was a hedge fund or something like that, it was worth $50 million. And when he quit, it was worth $85 or $90 million. So he nearly doubled the value of it. Now, some of it was due to the nature of the stock market. And Buck got out of it a couple of years before 2008, from what I gather. Folks, Buck has never done a single thing against Little Swordmancer. And Little Swordmancer can't seem to understand or... understand that sort of thing. Hold on, folks. In any case, Buck, Buck wasn't the one who went ahead and dropped the shekel on the Swordmancer, Brian Real. The answer, who really dropped it was Fink's arrogance and stupidity was the biggest toss. Because once I figured out by whatever reason to look on Finkelstein's Facebook page, eventually I knew exactly who I was dealing with. And also, Buck went ahead and told me that, after the fact. I went ahead and asked him, tell me something about Brian Real. And Buck just, I could just literally see his jaw dropping down somewhere in Massachusetts. He said, how did you find out? I said, never you mind how I find out. Tell me about Brian Real. How did you find out? He still couldn't understand how I found out. And I did. I found out, and essentially he went ahead and confirmed it was him. Well, this is on October 29th, and then you end up having the little cyber shitstorm with Eli or James having a fit about how dare Yahweh's law says you can't prove anything if criminals and mancers don't want to go ahead and admit to it. And, folks, that's why Yahweh gave you eyes. And if you're part of the sheep, you should have a little bit of a sense of discernment. Now, Russ is sort of low on the discernment edge. Folks, Eli James is a man. He's a Jew. He's a Sephardic Jew. He looks exactly like this Jew who was with Rahm Emanuel. And Brian Real? I've never seen a picture where Brian Real looked like a white man. The Facebook picture was actually the most flattering. The Zuqua.com pictures, which a little manzer named Kane 12345666 went ahead and, for whatever reason, John Britton, or Pastor John Britton, essentially has him looking at the very first with a little cowboy hat, looking like a little gay cowboy, and then the second one has him looking like a beaner. The next picture has him looking like a gook, and the last one has him looking like a nigger sucking from a can. And I've never seen a picture in which Brian Real looked white. Not a single one. Yeah. somebody went ahead and photoshopped a dildo instead of a barrel. all that here. But in any case, they don't get to go ahead and claim protection under Yahweh's law, but they think they do. They think they have a right to go ahead and do so. And generally, from what I gather, there are a number of recordings of Brian Rio and Mike Delaney. It's not going to go ahead and look good. I'm good in court. And, folks, when Buck decides to go ahead and sue for libel per se, and I decide to sue under DMCA, folks, under DMCA, I've been looking, and essentially Hostmaster, 101.com, Brian Rio, and Eli James, because I have a recording which is going to be on number 60, you have Eli James admitting that he took down three of my websites. And now you've had all this evidence of malice. Folks, when this thing does come down, it's not going to look, it's not going to look good. I'm going to go ahead and take a little break in this show. So when we come back, I'll discuss other things on the Movement Turd. For now, folks, well, there's not too many people in the chat room. I'll just tell them to hold on. And I'll do a few little things I need to do, and we'll come back in just a moment on the Movement Turd, number 60. And the name of this show is Terms of Service, Living in a White Society. No victory for now, folks. Hello, folks. Back again for this portion of number 60 of the Movement Turd. It'll be about episode, I think, about 125 or so. And the name of it, and this is the March 6th issue of it. I'm recording it on TeamSpeak on the afternoon of March 6th before little monkey boy has his little show, and he's supposed to have quite a little Nimcreed going by the Nimbusters, and they're going to be chimping out on his mamzer ass. Folks, the name of this show is Terms of Service for Living in a White Society. In the chat room, someone went ahead and posted up something by William Pierce from Hunter, saying that this FBI agent is talking to Oscar Yeager, the protagonist of Hunter, and said, well, it's just a fluke that I managed to catch you. You've pretty well driven the FBI on the Eastern Seaboard wild, chasing you down. If we had 50 or 100 people like you causing chaos, this society would be ungovernable. Folks, that is what is going on right now. Now, the reason it's going ungovernable is not because of people or men like Oscar Yeager who have nothing to lose and who are shooting, shooting at the cogs which make Western civilization run. Rather, the reason we have chaos is that because we have fewer and fewer and fewer of the average, normal, what we call lemmings or sheeple, or I just call zoggling, wigger ass clowns. You have fewer and fewer and fewer of them left, and what you end up having is more and more and more, you have more and more and more non-whites and Jews and Mamzers running things. Now, within the above ground dual seed line Christian identity community, you end up having a bunch of these people claim to be Christian identity, like, people like, well, they're not people, they're Jews, like Eli James, who has infiltrated Christian identity for barely 20 years, and who now has been found out. And part of the reason is that I give myself credit for finding him out, but actually he was found out by Ray Larson about two or three months, and this thing has come out, and because of William Fink, you end up having more and more and more of the fights. Now, last night, I was in the Liars chat room as guest number 4 on Toshiba number 2, and as another guest as Compact number 1. Essentially, Liar went ahead and pretty well, he did what he had to do. What he had to do is to block all the guests from being able to type or speak or do anything like that. And I asked him, is Friday night you were with Finkelstein, Saturday night you were with Elier, which side are you on? And Greggy, the skilt-licking, tarred Howard, said, well, do I have to be on any side? And pretty well, I responded is that I went ahead and wrote that it is written that a man cannot serve two masters. So are you serving Elier or are you serving Finkelstein? And he accused me of trying to go ahead and cause trouble, which I was, for Greggy. thing about it is, though, is anybody should go ahead and ask. And I've looked. I went ahead and looked at the number of people on there, and Elier has lost quite a few people. He also has people from the Finkelstein camp. Essentially, all you have is Mamzers and Whiggers and wannabes playing at Christian Identity. He's not going to go ahead and get any new followers. Meanwhile, you have Little Monkey Boy, and he caused a lot of trouble for Pastor John Britton last week. And as a result, Pastor John Britton is forbidden from by his lawyer from showing up on the show. And I think that's the way it should be. But as a result, we have found out quite a bit of stuff about Little Monkey Boy. Well, Monkey Boy has been unerringly, I mean eerily, successful in doing is taking down web pages, not only of myself, but of the Nimbusters, who by no stretch of the imagination are Christian Identity. I mean, they're just a bunch of chaos tards. A lot of them do not like me at all. But he's gone ahead and threatened other people. He's taken down the Rapid MediaFire.com files that one person had gone ahead and painstakingly put up. He's over at, for example, he's over on Obagender Benders, and I'll go ahead and get a link to it. Let's see. He says, today at 12:41 p.m., a few days ago, Marty was saying he was banned off the beer barrel, but he regularly shows up and the user's active in the last 24 hours, which makes no sense if he's actually banned and has account removed. He's still listed as a moderator there. Anyone want to take bets that his subforum was made invisible and he is be allowed to continue posting his sedition and incitement to violence without hindrance? Could HostGator be made aware that Beer Barrel thinks that they can pull a fast one like this? This says abuse at HostGator.com. Since when does Sword Mamzer get to be the one who decides whether or not sedition and incitement is taking place? For that matter, where does HostGator get the right to decide what is seditious and what is incitement to violence? You see, here he is pretending to be a white nationalist, but yet he acts more and more, he acts altogether like a Jew, like an anti-racist activist. He acts like he's a member of the police force. And folks, you don't want Sword Mamzer or Brian Rio to be a member of the police force, but that is exactly what he thinks he is. And let me go to the chat line and what he acts is he acts like a Jew communist, yeah. All the air scared. Okay, I got that. Here's a link. Is that they don't have to offer free speech. Guess number one, let me go ahead and answer that. The thing about it is, though, is how I'm suing them, how I'm going to go ahead and sue them, is that these hosting companies want to have it both ways. They want to be held not responsible for what is being posted on their facilities. Then you have them on the same time wanting to be politically correct. So my litigation will involve essentially making them have a choice. They can either be held harmless for what is posted on their forums, or they can act like policemen. But if they end up acting like policemen, then guess what? They cannot discriminate against someone who does not agree with the current reality, let's say. They're going to have to go ahead and figure out whether or not they want to be internet service providers or internet policemen. If they become internet policemen, if they decide that they're going to decide what is allowed and what is not allowed on their forums, they immediately get some sort of responsibility. Now, a corporation doesn't want to have responsibility. Supposedly that corporation is set up for the purpose of making money for widows and orphans and whatever as a result of the shareholders or pension funds or something like that. They're not a branch of the government. They're not to be a branch of the ADL. They're not to be a branch of the Southern Poverty Law Center. You cannot have an internet as long as you have people deciding that they don't like what is being said on something that somebody went ahead and paid. Second of all, in the case of HostGator, does HostGator have the right to go ahead to one of their customers, say, hey, one of the people on your forum is saying something we do not approve of, we do not like, and therefore, as a result, we're going to go ahead and shut down your service? even though that was not what the terms of service said. The terms of service actually said, hey, we let the courts decide whether or not there's libel or anything else going on. Folks, okay, I'm glad it looks like we got a another person on the chat. I was asking guest number one. Folks, that comes into what I have to say. In terms of service for living in a white society, people like who went ahead and disobeyed the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, people like Postmaster / Bluehost, corporations like 1in1.com when they were given a counter notice, and subsection 512 subsection F says they're going to be held harmless as long as if Brian Rio does not go ahead, whoever makes a complaint, does not actually file a complaint within 10 days, they have to put that content back up. And from what I gather, they're no longer to be held harmless because they decide, well, we do not like what you said on our facilities. Folks, that is nothing less than censorship. That is nothing less than planned discrimination because you don't like what that person said. Now, folks, during my time on TalkShoe, during my time about every place else, I do not go ahead and essentially tell people what they get to say or what they do not get to say. Here you have Sword Brethren, a.k.a. Brian Rio, saying that he gets to go ahead and tell people at Bear Barrel, I don't want listed on the internet. I don't want him allowed at all. I want him taking off. Folks, and you end up having these people come in. Essentially, they get to do whatever the hell they want to do. And guess what? You do not have a lawful society. The fact of the matter is that terms of service. Folks, let me make it quite clear. I am 100% in favor of discrimination. The dual seed line Christian identity way is that when, by the time Jesus Christ comes back, you don't have to worry about what people say because the only survivors will be those who understand or who can obey or who can act like white people. Non-whites have no business. It looks like we got quite a few people on here. In any case, that's good here. Oh, okay. You spamming? All right, well, we get to go ahead and get rid of ass clowns real quick. Now, this is a good thing. Okay. Not was added to. Okay. I'm looking. Okay. Well, if you end up having spamming, i.e., just simply wanting to go ahead and cause your mo. Okay. Well, I may go ahead and ask Mona Montgomery or something like that here. I might go ahead and send an email. Okay. Well, it looks like you have a bunch of people who cannot behave, and it looks like the administrator or moderator of this show is doing a very good job of it. And folks, that's my point, is that uncivilized people, and those who aren't people, those who are not white, those who are gooks, those who are mamzers, those who are Jews, have no business living in white society. I remember John Britton. We were talking about how Clifton Emmaheiser has got it all wrong. And Finkelstein got it all wrong. Finkelstein, he don't know who created the non-whites, the Negroes, the gooks, the rest of these people. And Emmaheiser has been altogether hostile against the idea that Yahweh created them the six-day beasts of the field. But yet there are books, there are chapters in the Bible when it said that even the beasts raised their voice to Yahweh, begging for mercy and they raised their voice here, and they were part of Yahweh's creation, and occasionally Yahweh goes ahead and helps them. At Yahweh's discretion, of course. And folks, I don't really hate the black people. They're not people. I don't really hate niggers. I don't really hate, well, I hate mams. There's some mamsers, and some I do absolutely hate. But, folks, as long as they live in their own area where they belong, where Yahweh set them to live, He created them there. And as long as they stay there, I have absolutely no intention of supporting any Jew war or Halliburton war or any other war which brings these people, which goes ahead and has us spending lives and treasure of white people overseas in order to protect the bandit shitty state of Israel, or to go ahead and have Uyghurs make a big profit that they shouldn't have. Folks, terms of service for living in a white, you know, the terms of service for living in a white nation, the first term of service is that you must be white. You must have a part. You must be white in order to live in a white nation. But folks, I have said that if it was possible, I would simply sign a peace treaty with the niggers and give them Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. And right now it's about the only tolerable time of the year. In a month or so, it's already going to get too hot for a white man, or most white men, to live down there anyway. And essentially, the niggers, and those who have nigger blood, could go ahead and live as best they can. I don't think they'd be able to go ahead and make it very good. And that's what you're going to, but what you're going to have, if present terms continue, is you are going to have, you're going to end up having no whites. You're just going to have a bunch of animals digging with a stick. Well, the answer is not going to have that. Because if there are no white people, Christ is not going to return. It says he's going to return. So yes, our side is going to win this great tribulation. The first rule, first terms of service, living in a white society is you must be white. If you're not white, you really have no business. Folks, I wouldn't mind creating, you know, if Harold Covington, he only wants 3 or 4 states here, I wouldn't mind having just 30 states. Folks, the Mexicans have no business in this country. That's why you have big stretches of desert. That's why you have a river like the Rio Grande. Essentially, every Mexican found on this side, legal or illegal, has no business here. Should be given a chance to leave. And in many cases, what we would do is we would send the value of whatever property they could not transfer back across the border. They have no business in this country. None whatsoever. Therefore, I don't see anything wrong with having, 45 states be white. Give the niggers their portion. Maybe have an area, sort of like an onion, to where you have people who aren't quite white, but who are loyal, to a racial republic. Have them live in their own sort of areas as well. But, folks, this is pretty well a pipe dream, because it's not going to happen that way. What is going to happen is the Zog will fall apart. It's already showing signs of falling apart now. And in any case, I bet we are a big target for spammers. They have a little Sagittarius crest. They end up going ahead and running on. And yes, I imagine we are a big target for spammers. I'm not quite sure what you mean by spammer. Somebody wants to go ahead and just type in, or what? Let me see. It looks like Time Lord from Nimbusters is here, and welcome, Time Lord from Nimbusters. Anybody wants to be disruptive? Okay. In any case, we might go ahead and have a. Time Lord, I mean, right now you don't really need a microphone, and right now I just assume nobody went ahead and spoke other than myself right now. I'll go ahead and talk to INTJ about spammers in a little bit. In any case, folks, where was I? Terms of service for living in a white nation. The first terms of service for living in a white nation is you must be white. The second term of service, not only must you be white, you must act white. No Uyghur libertarianism where, guess what, you get to do whatever the heck you want to because you have liberty, but everybody else must do what you want them to do because you think that they are your servants and you act accordingly. If you don't know how to act in a lawful manner, the end result is the reason you don't know how to act in a lawful manner, there's something wrong with you in many cases. Now, this wrongness may be an undetectable to the eye racial problem, or it might have been that you simply were not brought up in a manner to understand that other people have rights or they have privileges as well. See, that's what's wrong with, say, HostGator and HostMonster, Bluehost, and 101.com, and a number of these people who have come up with these politically correct notions. They don't seem to understand that if you allow every little whiner to take down a web page, sooner or later you won't have an internet. This John Dvorak, a while back ago, went ahead and wrote about how Internet 1.0 is mainly dead because you have these people, they create a web page, they create some content, and then these web pages disappear. And of all things, I've seen Jeremy Visser laughing and gloating that a lot of the links where I was showing his villainy in an earlier episode of Movement Turd were gone. Well, they were gone, Jeremy, because you went ahead and closed down Pisser Sender. You went ahead and closed down Pisser's Pussy Palace. Worst of all, you went ahead and closed down Pisser's History, which used to have no less than 5 years of posting from your poster. And last time I went in and looked, that thing had not been upgraded for a long... I mean, there were hardly any posts. It's pretty well a ghost town now. Why is it a ghost town? Because people figured out that they did not want to be seen with Manzers pretend to be Christian identity. And now all you have is over Gender Benders forum, you know, bogusly called the Christian Identity Forum. All you have there, essentially, Sword Manzer, Obagender Bender, and Liar Bill. And Liar Bill's gotten more and more and more delusional, you know, talking about how I preach hate or I preach something like that. Folks, if you want to say that I preach sedition, you can go ahead and say that. In any case, let me see. Folks, right now I'm trying to go ahead and let me see. I'm looking at this Made in America series. Yeah, I went ahead and seen bits and pieces of it. In many cases, it is possible to go ahead and bring back manufacturing. It's just that they don't want to go ahead and bring back manufacturing. And I blame the Republicans mainly for that. So, now that might be another thing that Time Lord went ahead and brought in is terms of service for living in a white society. So, item number two is you not only must be white, you must act white. You must understand, because the law of Yahweh is written in your heart, because you are an Israelite, that other people are Israelites as well. And since the law of Yahweh is written in your heart, you will act in a moral and honorable fashion. You will not censor. You won't go ahead. On the other hand, you won't conversely create trouble unnecessarily. Oh, yeah, there's a lot, I'll go ahead. You just gave me an idea about for item number three. The second thing is you must act white. Off of Stoddard said, it doesn't really matter what the laws say, pieces of paper say, constitutions say. What matters is in the blood. What matters is being willing to maintain civilization by not only living a lawful life, but also by getting rid of those who cannot and do not belong. The third rule for living in a lawful society is that you must go ahead and support the new order of white life. Folks, that's why the Great Tribulation is necessary. Now, looking and going ahead and buying American is very good, but in many cases it's happened that there are hardly any American products left at all. Usually the Chinese-made stuff. I bought a Ready, Set, Go thing. I went ahead and brought it out, and the little timer on the top had a plastic knob. Not a Bakelite knob, not a metal knob, a plastic knob. And as a result, that plastic knob melted. Now the timer does no longer work. So you have a bunch of cheap made junk. It was somewhat of a ripoff because the thing actually cost, what, $39.95? Shipping and handling cost $36. Now, how the heck did that matter? And the answer is that it was a ripoff. It was a ripoff. Folks, don't buy anything from Ready, Set, Go. In many cases, a lot of stuff that's made in America or used to be made in America is better quality. Now, a lot of stuff that used to be made in America was junk as well. But folks, in a white run society, it's for good reason that the constipation fed is that the main source of imports, well, the main source of funds, would not be taxes upon people's necessities like you have now, but rather taxes on people's luxuries, such as excise taxes, to where they would pay extra to go ahead and bring their stuff in. And folks, what that prevented was the stuff that was brought in, since it had to pay an import duty, was necessary higher quality goods. In some cases, goods necessary to make actual more goods in America. And once we learned how to go ahead and make them ourselves, why, those products became uncompetitive. But thanks to Walmart, which is centered about 70 miles south of me, they say low prices every day. Well, guess what? They also mean low wages every day. And as a result, you're not able to go ahead and... They went ahead and paid all these Congress critters lots and lots and lots and lots of money so that they could continue to live off the American public. That's exactly what they did. Anyway, what I'm saying. Okay. Life will go ahead, and it is, I mean, this thing about living as the days of Noah, it was very much that way right now. See, unlike the second Babylon, where they confounded the tongues because it occurred just a little short time after the flood, in the case, the days of Noah, Noah was born. I think his great-grandfather was Enoch. His grandfather was Methuselah. His father was Lamech. And when he was born, things were totally different than when Yahweh told him to start building the flood. I think he was 600 years old when the flood occurred. And that means that when he was 480 years old, Yahweh told him to start building an ark. An ark for the entire earth, but rather an ark capable of taking the animals which were local to that area, and so when the time came, they would restock that particular area. And as a result, I wonder, I mean, just like things have changed in the 53 years that I've been alive, the 50 years that other people have been alive, where we were a relatively white country, say in 1957 when I was born, the biggest year of the baby boom. Now it's no longer a white country. In fact, the vast majority of births are to non-whites. The vast majority of kindergartners are non-whites. What does that mean for this society? It means that non-whites will eventually become a majority. Folks, right now, even though we're a supposed majority, they include, you know, the lighter colored beaners, they include a number of critters who ain't exactly white among us. And as things go ahead and change, it'll be just like in Noah's day, to where Noah was looking at the last generation of white children being his children. The average Whiggers, but at that time, were already long gone into miscegenation. And over on VNNF, I went ahead and looked. And there ain't much going on VNNF, but there's somebody who just a little, you know, who was recently in Iceland. You have this other idiot who was in Iceland 20 years ago, and the newbie said, look, it's breaking the older generation's hearts that their daughters and sons are marrying non-whites and bringing them in to the country. And you have non-whites in Iceland. And in Iceland, you only have 300,000 people or so. But yes, it can go ahead and talk about how it's going to rebuild from the bankster's crash. Yet, what you have is that you have the tools of destruction of a non-white or a mixed race population already taking hold in that island. And folks, once that population is mixed, it's never going to go back to being white. It's like scrambling an egg. You can't, maybe if you crack the egg, you don't scramble it. It may be possible to somehow hatch a chick from it, although it's unlikely. But once you go ahead and you crack the egg and you scramble the contents, certainly with another egg, how are you going to go ahead and hatch a chick from it, even if the embryos are still there on top? What's that going to happen? Likewise, what is going now, if left if it keeps on going the way it is now, there is no going back. Not even with a revolution. Only a great tribulation can save the white race. What you end up having is you end up having these corporations, which have gone along with Monkey Boy, destroying freedom of speech. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take a break right now. And when we'll come back, we'll discuss this a little bit more. So stay tuned and hold on now. And let me go ahead and stop recording. Greetings, oglings, across the food nut plain, but mainly to the remnant of the House of Israel. This is the very last segment of the Movement Turd number 60, Terms of Service for Living in a White Society. And from what I gather, they have none other than Liar Bill the Clueless. This little mumps nutted niglet niece molester who begged and pleaded and whined, begging, come down to my house so that I may ordain it. And I did. And then it went back to Downey and came up with a bunch of crap about how I taught it to hate. And it still starts to believe this crap. And folks, I'm very convinced, just like Brian Reel, that what it is it's just nothing more than a little snitch that got caught. Essentially, is working for Zog. I believe Brian Reel was working for Zog. Now, from what I gather, Postgator has been threatening the beer barrel. And what I've asked them to do is not put up a secret website or anything like that. What they have is that one of the people who helped put it up has his own secret forum, where what he did was he took the 17th of February download and he went ahead and uploaded it, that database. Essentially, it's on a secret forum, just like I have a secret forum right now. But I want to go ahead and get to why we have this problem with obvious shit-colored mamsers. And the reason we have it with shit-colored mamsers and fat slugs like Liar Bill, who are playing at revolution, who are actually seeking whom or what they may devour, why we end up having Jews like Fink and Jews like Eli James and the rest. The reason we have that is because you have all these wiggers who allow this crap to happen. In the case of Hostgator, when any company or any corporation or a corporate officer, and from what I gather, it's owned by Jews, the person who comes up, who went ahead and brought their beer barrel back and whose forum my dad on, the former beer barrel, well, the present beer barrel, but without me, was, he believes that these Jew-dominated extensions, .com, .net, .whatever, are overvalued. What there ought to be is there ought to be a .white extension. But I don't see that happening. Not while white people are still under the control of Zog. White people need to get out from under the control of Zog, but Zog is not going to let us go because we make very good slaves. We make productive slaves, just like the Pharaoh of Egypt didn't want to let our ancestors leave Egypt either. goes to show that our ancestors weren't Jews. I mean, any smart pharaoh would have got rid of the niggers and Jews real quick. Way back, 3,600 years ago. But, more like 3,500 years ago. But the thing about it is that we have these problems because of Uyghurs, because of treasonous Uyghurs. And folks, I would probably say that some character or some company like HostGator, corporate officers, they need, because they seemingly don't understand, or they're probably Jews, or little Jew suck poops. They don't understand is that the internet is about freedom of expression, about freedom of speech. And here in Zog, they talk big shit about the freedom of speech. They don't really mean it. For the very first curtailment of freedom of speech, it ought to be a treasonous death sentence, where not only do the corporate officers end up, you know, having their ears, you know, hacked off, their noses split, their eyes pulled out, their tongues pulled out, their families as well. You have a problem with treasonous Uyghurs. And essentially, once you went ahead and took off those Uyghurs at the very top, the rest of the Uyghurs would go ahead and see. You got to understand, earlier tonight, they were quoting by William Pierce from Hunter about how it takes a very, 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 very unusual person to cause chaos or to go ahead and plan or get something actually done. Well, I said before, only one in 20 whites have any real leadership potential. Most of them don't have very much of that. And then of that, only a few are on our side, because usually, since there's such a premium on leadership potential, it gets paid very well. And as a result, most of our so-called natural aristocracy are traitors. Now, the amount of people who are able to go ahead and create intellectual activity is also limited, less than 1%. And just like with the leaders, limited to 5%, the actual creative people being a subset of that, even less, most of the time they simply do nothing more than create more Jew shit. And that's what we end up having now. They end up going ahead and being bought off. So what we have is just a mass of Uyghurs running around, running to and fro, just like I say in my song, Uyghur Problem. They're always eating slop. But folks, when things start falling apart, and things will fall apart. I said that, when I said like the Oscar Jaeger and Hunter causing chaos, folks, he is causing some destruction, but most of the destruction we see now is simply things falling apart. We see no shortage of chaos in our lives. The reason we have chaos is that white people no longer run things. They have not run things for a long, 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 long time. So what I'm trying to say is that yes, things will indeed fall apart. And when any regime criminal or any corporation or anyone does us wrong, we should remember that evil that they did and reward them for the evil they've done of the sternest possible measures, because usually sheep are not going to go ahead and stop us from taking our revenge. So for now, how do we get there from here? And what I've done on the Movement Turd is essentially talk about how most of our so-called movement leadership are just nothing but a bunch of clowns, a bunch of thieves, a bunch of Zogbots, a bunch of liars, a bunch of idiots. Folks, don't follow these blind guides. Instead, first thing you need to do is work on saving yourself. Work on saving yourself and your family. Don't worry about what is going to, but you know, the things that you can't do anything about as to what will Uyghurs do. Folks, there was an old saying from the Vietnam War about hearts and minds, about how they were going to lead all these gooks by their hearts and minds. was saying around the Vietnam War was, when you got them by the balls, their hearts and minds will soon follow. And that is what's happening now. Dog is literally falling apart, and there is no leadership, and there is no honest leadership. So if you understand that all this stuff has been written in advance about what's going to go ahead and happen, like Jesus Christ said, there will be a great tribulation such as never was and never will be again. And except those days should be shortened and Christ should return, no flesh should be saved. And by that I mean no flesh worth saving shall be saved. But folks, what I'm urging Christian Israel to do is to stay underground. If you're listening to this, don't join any militia other than somebody you know real well, member of your own family, and we are not going to change things politically. Time for that was way too late in 1995, 1994, 1995, 1996, and the hour is even later now. Well, folks, rather look to your own salvation, get in right with Yahweh. Yahweh, if it be Yahweh's will go ahead and save you and your family. Well, there might be trials and tribulations, but what you need to do, simplify your life, understand that things work out the way they do, to prepare for whatever might come your way. Folks, until later on, this is episode number 60 of the Movement Turd, Terms of Service for Living in a White Society. Folks, our present regime criminals, present corporate leaders, our present politicians, our present law enforcement, our present lawyers, they've not kept the terms of service to get to live in a white society, and they shouldn't live in a white society. But rather, as they are detected, they should be marked. And even though we do not have the means to deal with them today, do not forget and do not forgive the evil that they did to you. If, when it comes time to skin them alive, they say they're sorry. No, they're not only sorry for being caught. They're not sorry for the evil that they did. Those creatures never are. But rather, they're sorry that they are about to be punished for being the evil creatures that they are. Do not believe them. Understand what side you're on. Understand what needs to be done. And then do it without any looking back, without any mercy, without any remorse. Just do what needs to be done. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and end this March 6th. Movement Turd number 60, and say, Hail Victory, good night, may Yahweh bless.
White men clad in black are we. Hi, hi, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny. Hi, hi, oh, white men go, we vote ho. Our Mississippi roots let the red cock grow. White men go, civil war ho. On the cornhouse laws let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie, all who was then the ruling land, Kyrie, white men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock grow. White men go, civil war ho. On the cornhouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men, their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On dogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out God's home.
blind men go. We vote ho on the city route. Let the red cock crow. Blind men go. Civil war ho on the courthouse lawns. Let red blood flow. The regime must only love its great hi-yi-yo. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-yo. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roots, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. We're talking for our cause is right, hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roots, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.